This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are exceptionally happy to have you guys with us this week. I'm Eric, next to me, Don, and across from me, the one and only Ava, who controls everything that we do, Don.
Everything.
On air.
On air.
Or that could put us off air.
That's right.
She has the control. And she loves selling it that, too. It's always a big thing. Lots of fun stuff coming up on the show today. We're going to be talking about what's going on. Fewer hunters and anglers this last year. A lot of it's impacted by a lot of the COVID and things going on that originally were putting people out in the outdoors and some of the things that were detracting people. We're going to talk about biologists have discovered a rare mussel in the St. Croix. No, that wasn't me swimming. That was a joke, by the way. And we're going to be talking about Montana's ending the grizzly protections. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hey, Donald.
Good day.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Ava?
I'm here.
You know, when you're... I have to laugh, no matter what part of our northern tier this last... probably week and a half. I don't know about you guys, but did it seem like it's been a roller coaster that I've never experienced before in temperatures? And
well, I've experienced it before, but you know, it's I don't know. I really haven't even looked, but if the humidity is high in the air, the wind in the temperature gets extra cold for some reason. It's
unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, bone chilling. I mean, that comes to mind. So.
I would have to agree.
Accurate, yeah.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of fits in with one of the stories that I pulled, and I thought it was rather interesting. And the fact checker in this case was, do you lose half your body heat from your head? Is it true?
I mean, we've heard that over the years, that you lose a fair amount of your body heat through your head. So wear a stocking hat or something like that when you're outdoors.
So the claim is, number one, you lose half your body heat through your head, making it the most important part of your body to cover in frigid temperatures. The origin, early reference, came from the U.S. Army Field Manual in the 50s, which claims 40 to 45% of the body heat's lost through the head. Since then, this has been a favorite bit of wisdom Midwestern mothers and fathers repeat to their kids every winter.
It's probably where I got that information myself.
This theory was revisited in 2006, again in 2008. In 2006, study subjects were placed in cold water, sometimes with their heads above water, sometimes with their heads submerged. Scientists found that the head accounts for 7% of the heat loss.
Seven?
Seven, which accounts for the amount of skin that's showing. The 2008 study corroborated those findings, saying about 7 to 10% of your body heat is lost through the head. The reality is the amount of heat lost from a given part of your body is relative to how much skin is showing. If it were true that half your body heat exits through the head, that means you have to lose roughly 20 times as much heat per square inch as every other part of your body. If you don't have a hat on, you lose heat through your head just as you would lose heat through your legs if you're wearing shorts, which I've seen this year. There's really no such thing as cold when you're talking about the body. There's always heat. Just a matter of keeping it in. And the takeaway was the U.S. Army Field Manual got this one egregiously wrong, but not everything from the cold weather survival section's bunk. One thing they did get right is that fingers, toes, nose, ears, cheeks, and chin are the first places to get frostbites. So use your melon and prioritize covering those areas instead.
Well, I will say outside, you don't see many bald guys in the wintertime.
You mean you might not see their bald head?
Right.
Okay, just checking. Because I might see a bald guy, but I wouldn't know he's bald.
Well, guys that you know that are bald, you don't usually see them without a hat on.
That's very true.
See, actually, they in the military, they told you they always told you that your head was your chimney. That's where you were losing your heat, just like your roof and your house.
Just
put some insulation on top of it.
Well, that is true.
You'll feel better about it.
No, I wouldn't argue that fact.
Okay, good.
I try not to argue that fact.
It's cold out.
Well, and you know what else, which is kind of interesting now, too? Boat shows are coming up, which I find they're scattered. There are very few. The Minneapolis Boat Show, as of now, is still on. I know there's South Dakota. They're going to be having their boat show. There's one in Sioux Falls, and I believe there's another one coming up. We'll give you more details on across the Midwest boat shows and which ones are on and which ones are not. But keep in mind that they are going to be going on, so you can get a first-hand look at some of the boats if you so choose. If you've been looking online forever, and you certainly hope to make a jump to that first step, if boat ownership is your goal. I know you've we've talked when you're up at Ashkenham this last year, and people are looking to do some upgrading from their 17 to their 18 foot boats and their 18s mm-hmm. to their 19s or 20s. And if you're going to do it, get on the horn and start looking at things and get your money on a boat now. Then go to the show and see if it's what you're looking for. Then finalize the deal. It's so difficult right now, Don. I will tell you, it's not getting any better as far as availability in boats goes right now, and it's not going to.
So what are they saying the real issues are there? The supply chain.
It's multiple issues. Supply chain is a big one. Parts are delaying. It's also labor
to the manufacturer.
To the manufacturer, you could have a boat that's done, quote unquote, done, but it's still missing a shift and throttle cable. It could be missing a back deck piece or something that would be a secondary vendor, cleats, things like that that would not even phase you normally. Or if it's a specialty plastic piece or part that's manufactured for that particular boat, if it's not manufactured on site, then again, they have to rely on another party. If it's a trailer, that's a big one too. Trailers have been an issue. Trying to get wheel bearings, axles, and brakes, the combos, because they're relatively unique to that type of a configuration. And that's where things start to play. And it really gets to be, it's frustrating, I will say that.
Yeah, you know, as late this fall, I had to actually replace the axle on my boat trailer, and was very fortunate to, because I had broke a caliper off from my brake system, and I had to replace the whole axle. I was very fortunate to be able to find one for that.
Good luck with it. That's a needle in a haystack right there.
Yep.
Hi, I'm going to have this boat and trailer, and I need an axle for that. And somebody just happened to whip one right out of wherever they were at. That's rare.
Yep.
And just be aware, again, if you've got a boat now and you're looking to upgrade, or if you've got your boat and you want to put some extra stuff on it, do not wait for it. You're not going to find special deals this year, you guys. It's not going to be like it has been in the past. And it's going to be lasting for, as experts say right now, we're looking at 2 years at least of the same scenario going on. And it's not going to be an easy road, but understand it, knowing it going in, you're going to win the battle. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be great. Well, tell you what, you guys stay tuned. We're going to be coming back. We're going to talk a little bit about come some cool things about maybe some squirrel hunting. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned. Be right back.